This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, Monday's Medal of Honor Monday, and yes, we will be back here. So this hour, somebody wants to talk about rectifying some things he didn't like about the first Trump presidency. We'll talk about that. Someone wants to know, we'll address this really quickly. What do we do? What happens if, God forbid, one of these dirty commies do take out Trump? We're going to talk about military things. What will you send? What should you send to troops, you know, all that, running for local office, so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to address this one here because I had a lot of these along these lines. Jesse, I know mail-in voting will start up in the next few weeks. My question to you is, what happens if we're in late October and the left is actually successful in getting Trump assassinated? What will happen to all the mail-in votes that were for Trump? So, okay, so one, let's pray that doesn't happen, and you do need to be praying for Donald Trump's life because a lot of people want him dead, obviously. That's one. Two, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are now linked. You need to think of them, as far as the presidential ticket goes, you need to think of them as one. All right, so pause on this. You remember how I used to talk about, I talk about the timing of the first Trump assassination attempt? It's the thing that makes me maybe the most suspicious that there was a higher force at work. I mean, an ugly, evil force at work trying to kill Trump. Because the timing of the first one was this. When Trump was speaking in Butler, Pennsylvania, and turned his head at the exact right moment, if that bullet had hit Trump, Donald Trump was not the nominee yet. Yeah, everyone else had dropped out and he was leading in the polls. You are not the nominee until the convention, when you become officially the nominee, and that was 1 week before the Republican convention. So it was right after the Supreme Court ruled that he's immune, so all these communist show trials were for naught. After they ruled he was immune, and a week before he was the official nominee, that's when a bullet came within 2 inches of blowing his head off. If that bullet had struck Donald Trump, you would have seen complete chaos. It was not a simple or easy solution, because at the convention, which was going to be a week away, you have to walk away from that convention with a nominee. You realize how chaotic and insane that would have been? So you would have had to have a bunch of candidates. They would have immediately had to rewrite some rules. The candidates would have tried to compete for delegates to have a delegate fight at the convention. It would have been anarchy, chaos. And at the back end of that, there would have been so much bad blood no matter what. We would have all already been angry and saddened. Trump is dead. And then whoever came out of there would have been controversy as to who that nominee would have been. He wasn't the leader. Did he have something to do with it? She didn't. It would have been a disaster. But after the convention, remember, Trump became the nominee at the convention. J.D. Vance became the official VP nominee. What that means is now you are not voting. I'm not voting for Donald Trump this November. You are voting for Trump Vance. It is one ticket. If, God forbid, something does happen to Donald Trump, it will simply be J.D. Vance. That's it. It's already done. You don't have to, I shouldn't say you don't have to stress. That would be a horrible, awful, terrible time. But it will be J.D. Vance. And then he'll have to choose another one. You are not voting Trump this November. After the convention, they're linked. The P, the president, and the VP, the P and the VP are linked. You're voting for Trump, Vance. Make sense? All right. Speaking of Trump, hey, Jesse, the way I see it, Trump's two biggest failures were he did nothing when state governors began trampling on our constitutional rights during COVID, and he did not lock her up. Can he rectify this in any way at all? If so, how? His name is Dave. Okay, well, I've gone off on this many, many times before, and I certainly did during COVID, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it now for where we are, but it's not that Donald Trump did nothing when state governors began trampling on the Constitution during COVID. Trump participated in that and led the charge. Don't, just because we're in an election year and we're all voting for Trump, don't rewrite history. Donald Trump led that charge. 15 days to slow the spread, all that, lock up. That was all Trump. Trump chewed out Brian Kemp in Georgia for opening up too early, in his opinion. Don't take your love for the nominee and act like he has clean hands when it comes to COVID. Donald Trump was a great president for 3 years and then pooped his pants during COVID. It was really bad. It was really bad. As far as he did not lock her up, well, he didn't lock her up. His two AGs were pathetic. Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions were pathetic. And we don't use power the way the communists use power. We just don't. We consider that a virtue, right? That we don't. And really, it is. You don't want to be an evil demon who uses power against your political opponents. You really don't want to be that. But they do believe in that. And that's how they operate. And that's what makes this environment so difficult to navigate through, because we have to find a way to defeat the communists without turning into dictators ourselves. Are we going to have to be more forceful than we've ever been? Yeah. Are we going to have to use our power? Yeah, we are. Do we want to send the DOJ after our political opponents the way they have? I mean, look, that ends ugly, man. That ends real, real ugly. It's not that Democrats don't deserve to be arrested. Speaking of COVID, a lot of people involved in COVID need to be arrested. A lot of people at the FBI right now need to be arrested. The DOJ. People need to be arrested. Public trials for the crimes they've committed using their positions of power. But do we want to use it to exclusively attack Democrats the way they do? That's a tough road. Oracle, my nephew joined the Army recently. He said just in time for World War III. With Christmas coming up and my wife making lists, I'd like a few suggestions on what to get a soldier living on base in the barracks. He's in Georgia, so take climate into account for clothing and such. Thanks, Chief. His name is Brian. Listen, there are two things that dudes really universally love anyway, but if you're a dude in the military, you probably love these two things a little bit more than most people do. Food and gear. Food and gear. When we were in Iraq, my family knew, they knew exactly who I was. I was the same way then that I am now, although I was a bit thinner. When I got care packages, my family sent me food. It was Little Debbie's snacks, and it was Kraft mac and cheese, the Easy Mac. I used to make it in a canteen cup. It was all that stuff. It was a box full of food. In fact, my entire platoon, weapons platoon, they all got excited when I would get a care package. And you know what? Might as well go ahead and give a shout out right now to my mom and dad and my sister, Mickey. They were so awesome when I was there. I think it was every week they were shipping off care packages. Oh, Chris, they were great about it. And it's all the white trash stuff I like, right? But yeah, it was nothing too pricey, but it was just my stuff. And my whole platoon would get excited when I'd get a box because we were all about to eat like kings. Slim Jim. All right, whatever. So food is a good option. Food is a good option. But gear. When you're, I don't know what your nephew in the Army does, but especially if he's a grunt or has any kind of an MOS where he is in the field or spends time in the field, you don't have any money when you're a young guy in the military. You don't make any money. But man alive, there's something you learn as you get older, something I've certainly learned in my 43 years. If you have to go do something that is physically difficult in any way, whatever, a hike, a time in the field, camping, hunting, fishing, whatever you're doing, quality gear makes all the difference in the world. Quality gear changes so much. I don't know what he's allowed to wear or not wear or have or don't have, but a good piece of quality gear. You know one thing I got that really was amazing? It didn't even cost that much money. A headlamp. I know that sounds simple and stupid. We didn't have those. We had the little, they called them moon beams, the little Marine Corps flashlights. Well, we were always doing night shoots and things at night. A simple headlamp made my life. Made my, simple, right? Stupid? Little things like that make all the difference in the world. All right. Running for local office. Let's discuss that. Should you buy body armor? Is that something a civilian should even worry about? Well, we'll discuss all these things. What do you think the people in Israel would say if you asked them that question? What do you think they would say? Look, those people live their lives getting shot at, stabbed. You live your life in Israel with the understanding. It's one of those things that really impacted me when I was over there. No matter where you are in that small country, you live your life with the understanding that you are hated, surrounded by people who hate you, and that anywhere you go down to the local coffee shop, you could be attacked. You could very well be attacked. That's how they live. The IFCJ, they're the ones supporting them. They're the ones providing things like flak jackets, like emergency food, bomb shelters, armored ambulances. They have this really cool Flags of Fellowship thing they're doing now. Go take part in it. Supportifcj.org is where you go. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, you can email the show if you want. We are live here tonight, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's continue on. I feel like I've been really good today about getting through the questions. What? I have been. I've been incredible. Amazing, really. Oracle, you always talk about running for local office. If you were in your 20s again and had to do it over again, would you run for a more local office like state rep or state senator? Do you think you reached too far for the first time running for office? If you ran for a lesser office, do you think you would have won? His name is Vincent. So remember my story. When I got out of the Marines, I went back to work in construction. I got really mad about Obama running. I hadn't really been political, and I just decided to run for Congress. And I did, U.S. Congress twice. And I won the primary both times. I was a Republican nominee down there and lost my first race by 4,000 votes. And you ask, do I wish I'd started for local office? It started with something smaller. Hey, no, run for state house or city council or something like that. Well, yes and no. And let me explain. When I say yes, I didn't realize at the time how much more important local politics is than national politics. That's something I didn't know at the time. That the friends I have in Congress now, in the House and the Senate, and I don't have a bunch. I don't want a bunch of politician friends. But the ones I have, the ones I talk to when I spend time with them, the good guys, they are so frustrated. Did you hear... Was it yesterday when we had Chip Roy, Chris? It was yesterday, wasn't it? We had Chip Roy on the show yesterday. I don't really have a lot of guests, period, but I hardly ever have politicians. But how miserable did Chip sound? Remember when I just flat out asked him, because you could hear it in his voice, Chip, you hate it there, don't you? And he said, I'm paraphrasing, go download a podcast if you want to hear what he said, but he said, look, I don't hate people. I just hate everyone here. I hate it here. The good people so often who run for the House and the Senate, they get to Washington, D.C., and they don't tell these tales of doing good. They don't brag about all the good they've done. I hardly ever hear that from them. What I hear from them constantly, constantly, is exasperation, frustration. I can't get anything done. These Republicans, they won't do this. They won't do that. Why don't we do this? I'm so frustrated. I can't do. It's a constant frustration. Now, juxtapose that with the people who run for local office. You know, that's something I preach endlessly, and I always will. The soft underbelly of American communism is local office. They have taken power in your local community, wherever you are, even if it's red, and you can take it back from them if you try. You really can. And that's really where it matters most, you see. During things like COVID, how your life was, it was local dependent. It depended on how your local government operated, not the national government, local government, all right? So I believe I could have done more good if I'd started local and gotten elected locally. Yes, I do believe that. I didn't fully appreciate local politics enough yet. That said, I said yes and no was the answer. That was the yes portion of it. The no portion is this. So, you know, I did the Tucker Carlson Live thing on Wednesday. That's why I wasn't here. And that thing has since blown up all over the place. It's just, I cannot believe the reception for that. It was a packed stadium. It's gone national. People just loved it. And, you know, my wife and I, when we were pulling in and we're pulling into, it was at the Fort Bend Epicenter. That won't mean anything to you. It's a big conference center, arena type thing where they do concerts and sporting events in the Houston area. It was in Rosenberg, Texas. And we pull in and it has a digital sign, a digital billboard. And up there, largest life on the digital billboard, right off the highway, it's Tucker Carlson's face and my face on the digital billboard. And we, remember, this is new to me. I've only been doing this 6 years. This is all, it's very surreal to me. We pulled over. We made the driver pull over by the sign so we could take a picture of it. I'm not kidding. I know that sounds kind of nerdy, but it's weird. It's weird looking at me up there. And then this, it's weird that it went so well, that everyone loved it so much. But I was talking to actually my mom about this morning. I had to take my mom to the airport. She flew back to Montana. She'd flown down for the Tucker Carlson thing. I look back on that failed congressional run twice, and that hurt, man. I ran hard trying to win that thing. A lot of people busted their butts trying to win it and came up short, and it hurts. It friggin' hurts. You lost, and it hurts, and you wanted to do some good. All that work for nothing, it hurts. But I look back on that. I look back on working construction. I look back on the Marines. I look back on selling RVs. And when you look back on 43 years of the different things you've done and the failures, you can see how God used everything, even the failures, to help build you into what you are now. Does that make sense? Chris, does that make sense? Everything was used, even the failures were used for good. I don't regret running for office. I'm thrilled I lost. It would be awful to be in Congress. Screw that. I love this. This is not only way more fun, it's way more influential than one member of Congress. So I'm glad I lost. But it was all a lesson. Does that make sense? Anyway. How's your T levels? Fellas, have you gotten your T levels checked? Let's talk about your mood. Do you find yourself down more than you used to? Do you find yourself more emotional than you used to? Be honest with yourself. Are you now 35, 40, 50, 60? Maybe that sad movie has the tear ducts working overdrive where it used to never happen. I'm not making fun of you. These are all signs of low testosterone. It's not your fault. You drink estrogen. Estrogen is everywhere in our waters, in our plastics. We friggin' shower in it. You have to fight that. Chalk is how you fight it. natural herbal supplements from Chalk are how you fight it. They have a male vitality stack made special for men. They have a female vitality stack for women. Go get one. Call them. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And what a Friday it has been. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, download the show on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I cannot believe that this human being might be the next president.
We love our country. I love our country. I know we all do. That's why everybody's here right now. We love our country. We take pride in the privilege of being American. And this is a moment where we can and must come together as Americans, understanding we have so much more in common than what separates us. Let's come.
You know what I was thinking about? I'll let her continue in a second. You know what I was thinking about? You know how we were talking earlier about power, how power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, that old saying from Lord Acton, and how true that is. I think running for office, running for political office, I think if you do it enough, I think it poisons you. Does that make sense? I think if you find yourself pandering for people to vote for you, if you do it long enough, if you do it often enough, remember, I'm the one who tells you to run for office, so please run for office. But I think if you do it long enough, if you do it often enough, I think it can poison you in a way, meaning the genuine parts of you, you know how you kind of have to hide those in certain situations? Don't you have certain situations where you will hide a genuine part of you? And I'm not even saying it's an ugly, nefarious side. Maybe you're a farter. Did you ever know someone who's a farter? Oh, I know someone who's a farter. And this person, older, they will fart right in front of you in a room full of people without missing a beat. They just think nothing of it. It's a cultural thing from a different country. I'm not going to explain it, but it's the most hilarious thing in the world. But maybe that's you. Maybe you, when you're rocking around the house, maybe you fart a lot. Maybe it's just constant. But you don't do it in church, do you? Well, why not? Well, because you've set aside a little part of you because it's not appropriate. You know what I mean? So we all do this to some extent. But when you're a politician, you are the least genuine you will ever be when you're campaigning. You just are. You're the least genuine you will ever be. You have to act like you're always happy to see everyone, interested in what they're saying. You're just the least genuine you will ever be. If you do that long enough, if you do it often enough, I believe that you can end up similar to Kamala Harris. I think she's an extreme case. What I'm saying is, I don't think there is any genuine person left inside of Kamala Harris. I think all you see, all she is, she's simply a pandering politician, and she forgot whoever, at one point in time, she was a human being, I'm sure. I bet you she forgot any part of her that is genuine. She has been so soullessly ambitious, always running for the next thing, always pandering for the next vote for so long, the reason she talks the way she talks is there's nothing inside of her left that's human. It's just not. She is a reptile. Master of crayon cuisine. You talk constantly of the importance of being armed and owning and practicing with your weapons. People should buy a Mantis X, he says. That's right, they should. But what do you think about the need for civilians owning plate carriers and plates? Of course, we should be allowed to, and owning it can only help, but it is a big financial investment. Is it worth it for us civilians? Thanks. Keep up the good work. His name is Eric. Yes. If you can afford body armor of some kind, a plate carrier or a full flak jacket, something like that, you should own one. Yes, of course. Yes, 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 yes. You know, the sexy parts of combat are ammunition and guns. Every dude listening to the sound of my voice and 90% of the women like guns. They like shooting them. You like ammo. You like the new optic, the new this, the new that. You know what's friggin' boring? Body armor, food, water. Here's another one for you. Another one. You want to talk about the least sexy thing in the world? Let me ask you, what do you have for emergency medicine? Antibiotics. Do you have any spares? Do you take medication? How much extra do you have? How much emergency medical stuff do you have? And again, body armor. Nobody gets excited about buying a plate carrier. It's just not something that gets you going. You don't get to go to the range and use it. Lord willing, you'll never have to use it, meaning you'll never get shot. Because believe me, even with a plate carrier on, that ain't going to feel very good. So the stuff that isn't shiny and sexy and shoots and woo-hoo-hoo, it's harder to convince ourselves to spend the money on it. Spend money on body armor if you can. Jesse, I know your show isn't a foreign policy show. However, I don't think what is happening to these United States is unique. It seems all the Western countries are being told the same thing. You can't question elections. You don't have free speech. You must allow foreigners to take over your nation. And you were all racist if you oppose these things. Your children will be trans. Climate change is your fault. With the constant attacks on the West, who is behind it? The Chinese? Or is it just the ruling class deciding the West is done and they want to be in control? It is too coordinated and planned. Okay. Don't dismiss or discount the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum is not some joke organization. They are extremely powerful, and they are a global organization, and their focus is recruiting and influencing leaders of Western nations so those leaders will embrace and encourage communism in their countries. The World Economic Forum encourages the lack of home ownership. They encourage wide open borders, unending immigration. They encourage the suppression of the freedom of speech, suppression of the freedom to drive where you want to drive. This is a global organization. But World Economic Forum aside, all the leaders of the West, as the world became global, once travel got easier, once business got so international, everyone has a Zoom call, an email, things like that. Once these things happened internationally, globalism became easier. And so you know how I talk about our system here, how we have a system where our institutions now work together against us? It's actually worse and more global than that. Global leaders feel the exact same way. And they talk like that. You get little glimpses of it at things like the World Economic Forum when they get together. And you see them. I play you the sound bites every time they get together. I play the sound bites of all these world leaders. And they get together in these rooms. And it's CEO of this and prime minister of that and senator of this. And they get together in this room and in these fancy, fancy locations, Davos. And it's all five-star hotels and $1,000 meals. And these people get together. It's not an internet conspiracy theory. And they talk about how stupid and ignorant the peasants are and what what a problem it is, and how are they going to control us, and how do we get these people to stop eating meat and start eating roaches, and how do we get them to give up their freedom, and how do we get them to shut up about the dangers of illegal immigration? They get in these big rooms, and they just share stories, and every single story is about how to give them more power to control the world the way they feel like they should control the world. All that stuff's real. All right, let's talk Merrick Garland. Am I going to be arrested? Talk about Preborn. Preborn's fun. You know, Dan, CEO of Preborn, he was actually at the Tucker event the other night. And Dan and I just, we didn't have much time, sadly, but we had time to spend a few minutes together. Man, you want to talk about an organization that is just all about the babies. It's all Dan can talk about is saving lives. Everything is saving lives. He's obsessed with saving the lives of the unborn. And the power of ultrasound is what saves those lives. When a young woman is about to have an abortion, Preborn will find her and just offer her a free ultrasound. Hey, come on in. Free ultrasound. Costs $28 to give her that ultrasound. When she hears the baby's heartbeat, she chooses life almost every time. And maybe the best part of this whole thing is you can save babies from the evils of abortion, and it's tax deductible. Whatever you give to Preborn, $28 or $28 million, write it off. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Save a life tonight. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I just can't believe it's not a bigger deal that we don't really have a president. He has cabinet meetings once a year and hands them off to his wife.
It's the first time Jill has joined us, and it goes to show how important the issue is, which she's about to speak to the both of us. Today, at the top of our meeting, Jill's going to give an update on the House initiative, White House initiative, to fundamentally change the approach and the fund, how we approach and fund women's health services. So I'd like to turn it over to Jill and for any comments she has. And it's all yours, kid.
Thank you. You know, sometimes the White House surprises you. When Joe became president, I knew I wanted to keep shining a light on the issues that I've worked on for so many years.
What a heartless witch. That woman has held up her husband as he's, I mean, let's be honest, Joe Biden's, he doesn't have a lot of time left. It's obvious he's not doing well. And he doesn't have 10 years left. And she loved being first lady so much, she was going to have him run again. They had to threaten him behind closed doors, threaten her to get him to drop out. She was going to have that cadaver run again. He can't even run a cabinet meeting. Jeez, cheese ball lover. With the recent talk of Merrick Garland's corrupt DOJ and Russian collusion, it's safe to assume we can expect to see more public figures on the right falsely accused of collusion. My question to you is, have you ever worried you might be someone that is targeted due to your success in the media? How's your local sheriff? Would he cooperate if the FBI came knocking? Praying for you often, my brother. He said his name is Fletcher. Oh, I fully expect that one day I will be arrested. It depends on how far it goes. It depends on, look, if Kamala Harris wins, you're going to see more arrests of people on the right than you've even seen in the last 4 years. These are communists. They don't back off of that stuff. They ramp things up. They ramp up until they're stopped. I fully expect that one day I will be arrested on some trumped up charge and they'll throw me in a cage. And that's fine. It's not what I want, right? I want to be a free man. It's not what I want. It's not going to stop me. I'm not going to stop. We are on a mission. I'm not talking about me, all of us, you, me. We have to save this country. We have to save it for our children and their children after them and their children after them. People ask me that all the time. Aren't you worried? Aren't you worried? Tucker told me the other night on stage. He said, "I swear, if Texas ever goes blue, Jesse, they're gonna arrest you. You know that, right?" He basically said that to me on stage, and I said, "I know. I got it. All right. I'm not looking forward to prison food, but I'll get along with most people just fine. It'll be fine." Hey, Jesse, I watched the What's a Woman show today. Oh, that's that Matt Walsh thing. One of the biggest points made was the big pharma make about $1 million on each kid that does the drug intervention on the transgender mess. Pharma's obviously in it for the dollars. As you mentioned, the communists pushed the transgender crap to undermine and divide the family. Both groups are evil and powerful, and they're in bed together on this issue. What's your take if the communists get more successful burning down the country? This would affect the profit margin of Big Pharma. Do you see a time where Big Pharma and the government struggle for power because the communism wants to blow it up and Big Pharma wants to make money? No. There will always be money in destroying. That's one. Two, the government will be the one with the power. The government will use corporate America, including Big Pharma, as they are now, to do all the evil deeds they want done. But in the end, they don't get to share power. In the end, there is one group that's allowed to have the power. And it's the group with a bunch of guys with guns who will go arrest and murder whoever you tell them to go arrest and murder. And that group is the government. So, oh yeah, it's a great marriage for these evil demons. Now, the communists want to destroy your child, break apart your family, and there's no better way to do that than by convincing your child that he's actually a she or that she's actually a he and his parents are stupid, and there's no better way to make Big Pharma money than convincing them of that. Remember, Big Pharma funds a large quantity of the tranny activism you see. Did you know that? Big Pharma funds it behind the scenes. So it's a match made in heaven now. But in the end, they don't share power. Communists don't share power. Have you got your dog some rough greens yet? I should mention, you know that you will see physical differences in your dog when your dog starts rough greens. Did you know that? Your dog's energy level, breath, your dog's coat, your dog will live not only longer, but better when you start sprinkling rough greens on his food. All natural nutritional supplement. Give your dog vitamins for the first time ever. Antioxidants, the digestive enzymes, probiotics. Your dog doesn't get these things from dog food. He does get them from rough greens. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse, all right? Oracle, Comrade Harris says the future matters, not the past. How does that square with her stance in favor of reparations? What, you are going to have a long, very confusing, very miserable existence if you spend half a second trying to square the seemingly different stances communists take on things. It's all just about power and destruction. That's all it is. They're lying about everything at all times. And they don't give a crap about reparations either. They don't give a crap about slavery. They don't give a crap about black people. They understand black people, for the most part, have voted Democrat historically in this country. They're trying to keep them voting Democrat. So once every 4 years, they'll try to bribe them with taxpayer money and mention reparations. If black people stopped voting Democrat in this country, Democrats would go back to wearing the KKK hoods they used to wear in about half a second. Jesse, I just had a conversation with a Vietnam vet, Army Infantry 67 to late 69. Gosh, what a beast. Absolutely amazing. Got blown up a couple times, put back together and sent back out. Watching the emotions on his face, I didn't press. More of us would do well to visit a VFW and just listen to the old timers. His name is Larry. Some of the fondest memories I have are going to a local VFW. Go there for a fish fry. Find a night where you're allowed to go if you're not a veteran and go have some fish. Go have a beer. Go do whatever you do. Find an old timer in there with his army hat on. with his Marine Corps hat on, buy him a beer, and spend 10 minutes talking to him. I know that may sound boring. It will be so revealing and enriching. And not only that, these guys deserve to have their stories heard and told. And they need you to listen. So there. With that, keep your chin up. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you on Monday. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.